Well, welcome to the show. I'm Christy Whitman. Thank you so much for listening. This show and what I talk about in this content is absolutely essential. This is the universal, this of the seven essential universal laws. This is the law that pulls everything together. So if you were going to come to me and say, hey, Christy, seven laws seems like a lot. That's a lot of information. And how do I start applying it right now? I would say start focusing and learning how to apply the law of sufficiency and abundance, because it creates literally a synergistic effect with every single law. So if you were going to learn to master and apply one law, it would be the law of sufficiency and abundance. So I am super excited for you to be able to understand, know, apply this information. It is absolutely essential, as I mentioned. And if you want to hear more information, you can go to thedesirefactor.com/laws. Enjoy this episode.
Hi, it's Christy again, and I'm super excited to share with you the fourth seven essential law. This is the law of sufficiency and abundance. And this, for me, is the law that pulls it all together. The fourth universal law is the law of sufficiency and abundance. You have everything within you right now to make your life a living dream. We live in a universe of abundance, although most of us have been learned to view it as a universe of scarcity. Our sufficiency is from God. That's what the Corinthians said in the Bible. There is an unlimited supply of every good and wonderful thing and experience. There is enough for everyone. There's always enough. We have bought into a lie. There's not enough. This lie is a lie of scarcity and limitation. The truth is we are completely abundant and are able to create whatever we desire. The truth is that we live in a world where, spiritually and energetically speaking, there is an unlimited supply. You were given life and have access to the power that you need to in order to create the life in the way that you choose. And you're not hindered or cheated out of your portion of prosperity if someone else achieves or acquires success. We don't have a pie. There's no pie. We are eternal beings in a physical form. Well-being and abundance are the basis of our universe. Beliefs based in lack affect our ability to manifest our heart's desires from a space of ease and effortlessness. This lack mentality controls us by keeping us longing for what others have or fighting to be better than others. And most of us feel that who we are, what we have, what we're doing is not enough. And that's a big lie. We learned about law of attraction. If you feel that nothing is ever enough, that's exactly what you're going to be attracting in your life. If you feel you're not enough, you're right. If you feel what you have is not enough, you will continue to receive not enough. It's time that we learn to tap into the truth of our being. And this truth is that we are enough. In this moment, we are perfect, whole, and complete just as we are, because we are growing and expanding beings, and we will always desire to have more in our lives. But here's the difference. If you're coming from a place of not enough, we will never truly feel that whatever we're manifesting or bringing into our lives is enough. When's it going to be enough? When are you going to feel satisfied? When you lose the 10 pounds? When you finally have $1 million in the bank? When you finally have your ideal relationship? And how do you know what will be enough? If you're always looking outside of you at circumstances, situations to become more than they are, you're not in the now and appreciating what you have. If you continue to chase things outside of you in order for you to feel that you are enough, you will never feel truly satisfied. There's always more to achieve or acquire or do. When you come from a place of feeling that everything in your life right now is sufficient, it's enough for now, you will know great peace. When you can feel gratitude for what you currently have in your life, while at the same time being excited for all the things that you desire to manifest and will be coming, you will know complete joy. What if you aligned your thoughts and emotions right now with abundance? What if you felt that you are enough, you're worthy, that you have everything you need right now inside of you to build a fortune or to reach your goals? You have all you need inside of you to create your ideal job. You have everything inside of you to attract your ideal mate. You always have enough. So how can you start applying this right now? It's a law of sufficiency and abundance, and the doorway into abundance is being satisfied now. Don't wait to be satisfied. Put your hand over your heart right now and say to yourself, I'm satisfied with what I have. My love and happiness and security is coming to me from within, from the Creator, as my source and my supply. Start with where you are and what you have right now. Set your goals. See yourself already there and be resolved to succeeding and attaining your goals, no matter what it takes. Manifestation happens when we can be in a place of feeling at peace with where we are, while being excited about the possibilities ahead. That's why it's so important to learn about all the laws, not just the law of attraction. This, for me, is the most important law, because as you are starting to be in the field of abundance and you're getting out and shifting the lower perspective and consciousness of lack, you come through the doorway of satisfaction. You open the doorway to abundance. And what happens is, you're working with these four laws already. You allow in more of your potential. You allow in the abundance that you are. You allow in your relationship with the divine. You're deliberately choosing how you want to feel, how you want to think, what energetic flow you want to be in. And what happens is law of attraction brings you more of the same. When you choose to be in abundance and to think abundant thoughts, and to align your beliefs with abundance, more abundance will show evidence in your life, in the people, situations, circumstance, events. I promise you, this is what I did. My life was full of lack, and nothing was ever good enough. And I started thought by thought, emotion by emotion, belief by belief, shifting those thoughts. And now my life is evidence all around me of abundance. If this is true for me, it's true for you, because it's universal. I invite you to step into your abundance.